The Fed makes its move. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Hiking interest rates on Wednesday.
The FOMC raised its policy interest rate by a half percentage point and anticipates that ongoing increases in the target rate for the federal funds rate will be appropriate.
Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is moving to bring inflation at a 40-year high back down as quickly as they can. President Biden says he's doing his part.
We're on track to cut the federal deficit by another $1.5 trillion by the end of this fiscal year.
But Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says that is not resonating around the kitchen table.
People feel they are falling further behind because they can't keep up. Even if they have a raise, they're not keeping up with the expenses of daily living. And they feel stuck, they feel stressed, they feel squeezed. And that's why 9 out of 10 Americans say that their biggest concern is inflation.
At the Supreme Court, concerns about security as a tall, unclimbable fence is being erected overnight around the building following a leaked draft opinion in a Mississippi abortion case.
The marshal of the court at the direction of Chief Justice John Roberts is undertaking a high-profile investigation into a leak one court observer called the gravest, most unforgivable sin. Paul Smith has argued 21 times in front of the Supreme Court and clerked for the late Justice Lewis Powell. He thinks this leak possibly came from only a few people, a clerk, a secretary, top court staffer, or a justice.
Fox's David Spunt, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn offering a bill to extend security protection to the families of Supreme Court justices whom he says currently have none. Two suspected tornadoes have touched down in Seminole, Oklahoma, damaging businesses and a school. Some injuries are reported. That same area was hit with a tornado on Monday. What the National Weather Service calls a large and dangerous tornado reported in Lockett, Texas, east of Wichita Falls. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A new Fox News poll finds most Americans believe the Russian invasion of Ukraine is being felt at home.
85% of those who responded to the question say what happens between Ukraine and Russia matters in the U.S. Slightly more than half say it matters a great deal. The poll shows Americans also have confidence in the Ukrainians, with 71% saying they will weather the Russian attack and remain a free nation. 62% say America should do more to help Ukraine in its fight. The poll also gives President Volodymyr Zelensky a 72% approval rating for his leadership. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an exclusive interview with Fox's Griff Jenkins, says he believes President Biden should visit his country.
I think that it would be a great signal, very important signal.
Secretary of State, the Defense Secretary, House Speaker Pelosi, and several members of Congress have traveled to Ukraine recently. The White House says there are no plans for the president to. Startling new numbers about rising crime in Minnesota triggering a federal crackdown.
In 2021, Minneapolis reported almost 6,000 violent crimes with a crime rate 3.5 times greater than the national average. St. Paul broke its all-time record in murders, and carjackings also topped 750 in both cities combined.
You have a choice. And now is the time to walk away.
U.S. Attorney Andy Lugar pulling together the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, the ATF, and the FBI for federal prosecutions of violent crimes.
We will ensure that you are held accountable.
Special Agent in Charge Michael Paul, the efforts as other major cities across the country also try to get a handle on surging violent crimes. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.